This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Leaders of the Group of Seven industrialized democracies began their summit in southern Italy Thursday by reaching an agreement on a U.S. proposal to back a $50 billion loan to Ukraine using frozen Russian assets as collateral. AP correspondent Karen Chama says the latest.
The agreement was struck before the start of the three-day G7 summit in Italy. European officials have resisted confiscating the assets, citing legal and financial stability concerns. But the plan would use the interest earned on the roughly $260 billion in frozen Russian central bank assets to help Ukraine's war effort. U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will also sign a bilateral security agreement during the G7 summit. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States has imposed a fresh set of sanctions that target individuals and companies, including those based in China, that are selling semiconductors to Russia. The sanctions were announced by the Treasury Department Wednesday before President Joe Biden's arrival in Italy for the G7 summit. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters aboard Air Force One the sweeping list of sanctions is aimed at hurting Russia's war machine.
Altogether, these actions heighten the risk for financial institutions dealing with Russia's war economy, close down avenues for evasion, while diminishing Russia's ability to benefit from access to foreign technology, equipment, software, and IT services.
Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. We also shine a light on humanitarian crises and on ongoing ramifications of the climate crisis on the world's population. This is VOA News. U.S. officials who track disinformation campaigns say they're issuing more warnings to political candidates, government officials, and others targeted by foreign groups as adversaries of the U.S. seek to influence the 2024 elections. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Russia, China, and Iran have done it before, and advances in artificial intelligence only heighten the risk. Without giving specifics, an official from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says there are a number of possible reasons for the spike in warnings. They may reflect a growing threat or simply improve detection. And of course, presidential elections draw more attention. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A coalition of immigrant advocacy groups is suing the Biden administration over the president's recent directive that effectively halts asylum claims at the southern border. The order would limit asylum processing once encounters with migrants between ports of entry reach 2,500 per day. It went into effect immediately, as the latest figures were much higher, at about 4,000 daily. An attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union said Biden's order is indistinguishable from a similar move by former President Donald Trump, which was blocked by the courts. Thousands of people have taken to the streets of the Georgian capital Tbilisi in recent weeks to protest against a new so-called foreign agent law. Its opponents have vowed to continue their demonstrations until crucial elections scheduled later this year. Henry Ridgewell reports from Tbilisi.
New law requires any organization receiving more than 20% funding from overseas to register as a foreign agent. Critics have compared it to similar Russian legislation. The European Union warns the law is incompatible with Georgia's EU membership aspirations. The law is now in force, but its opponents say it's just the first battle. The protesters say they will not give up. Elena Ramishvili is one of them.
No matter that the law is all in place, we keep on protesting because we want that Europe see our protests and they support us.
Polls conducted before the foreign agent law suggest around 80% of Georgians support EU membership. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, Tbilisi.
In sports, the Boston Celtics are one victory away from the franchise's 18th National Basketball Association Championship after posting a 106-99 win over the Dallas Mavericks Wednesday night in the NBA Finals. Boston led 91-70 early in the fourth quarter before Dallas staged a furious rally to close to within a point with less than 4 minutes remaining. The Celtics could wrap up the series with a win Friday night in Dallas. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.